If all this seems orchestrated, Trump, the global fearmonger, scaring allies, scaring immigrants, scaring people of color, scaring women, etc., etc. Pew regularly spewed research on how divided we are, the news informing us of how authoritarian other states are, feeding us images of bloody bodies stretched out on the ground, people living in fear of government attack, youth lined up concentration camp style that the Chinese state has labeled internet addicted, another with electrodes attached all over his head, LinkedIn blocked in Russia, a New York Times app blocked in China, all to remind us of how free we are here in the U.S. Random state or political violence dominates our sense of other places in the world. Social media, we're told, is out of control. There's no global consensus anymore, no one in charge, supposedly stimulating in us a longing for the good old days, quote-unquote, for American strength, establishing order in the world, spinning our longing to be free as nativism, i.e. fascism. The people, we're told, all over the world, drawing back to within their own nation-state borders and hunkering down to get through the hard times which manufactured resource shortages demand, as the power guys try to scare us right back into boxes they've defined along economic survival lines. Never said is that the world of abundance that we make off-leash. Think of Nicola, think of Prince, who refused leashes. Think of yourself and all the suppressed gifts you pushed to the background. All of us off-leash. Think of the abundance we make. That abundance together that we make dissolves all squabbling.